You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For more information, call 609-818-1952 or go to animalalliancenj.org. Plenty of beautiful cats and dogs out there. If you are thinking about it, why do you need to go to a breeder? There are plenty of beautiful animals just waiting for a home. They're all checked out. You have vets that have checked them out. They're all ready to go. They just want to be loved by somebody. It's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Michelle, Heidi, and Al War for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey, if you know of somebody that's a senior and would like to share in their understanding and participate in helping our community of seniors, or if you know of any other cause out there, just like the ones at Quick Check and just like the ones for the battered women, get involved. That's what we're asking for. It just takes a little time. It's a great networking opportunity when people have not done it in the past. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, folks. Thank you for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com, Rotary Hour of Chef Bill, and In the Isles with Sue is the next three shows on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio lineup. See you tomorrow.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The entire town of Roosevelt, Washington is under evacuation orders as a quickly moving wildfire continues to bear down on the area. About 300 people in and around the town on the Washington-Oregon border were given mandatory orders yesterday evening. Fire jumped State Route 14 and spread toward the town, which sits on the banks of the Columbia River. Crews fighting a 100-square-mile California wildfire are not counting on the weather. Cal Fire's Jason Sandley says the fire is so big, it's creating its own weather conditions.
That's what causes the extreme circumstances that happen throughout the day. The size and magnitude, it creates its own energy and does everything on its own, absolutely.
The Rocky Fire is raging about 100 miles north of San Francisco. President Obama will press lawmakers to support the Iran nuclear deal in a speech today at America University. The president reportedly told Jewish leaders yesterday that if the nuclear deal is rejected, then the U.S. will eventually be pressured into launching a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities, which could increase terrorism against Israel. This is USA Headline News.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven...
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Today, my guest is going to be Adrienne Crombie. She's a decorative artist and a painter, and she's going to talk about all things that are related to design and color and how to improve your house this summer. August, sometimes we're outside doing things, but don't forget to take care of the inside of your home. and enjoy your spaces. Well, it's a beautiful morning this morning. It doesn't seem to be as muggy as it normally is, so that's a good thing. And let's take a look at the weather. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently fair skies at 71 degrees and 22 degrees Celsius. Tonight it'll be mostly sunny, and it says here that there's a high of 87 degrees. That's pretty warm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 57. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 42 degrees. Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 59. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of rain with a high of 81. Friday night, a 20% chance of slight chance of rain with 62. And it looks like we're going to have a very nice weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, mostly sunny. So it sounds like we have clear skies ahead and a lot to look forward to this weekend. Well, welcome to another edition again of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. If you're just joining to me for the first time, I've been doing this now since January. It seems to have flown by. And what we do here is we talk about all things design. Not necessarily indicative of Hunterdon County and the state, but yes, some of the stuff is Hunterdon-centric, but a lot of it is sort of generic design advice, practical and realistic ways to improve your home to make it up-to-date. Modern actually means more of being up-to-date as opposed to being contemporary or traditional. It's more about what's new technology, what can we do better and cheaper, and what we can do to make ourselves feel good about our home without breaking the bank. And that's what all about modern design is about. Shortly, when we go to our first break, I'll be pulling up on the line Adrienne Crombie. Adrienne and I have worked together for about a year now. She has an art background. I'll let her talk about herself. And she's a terrific decorative artist. And she does a lot of my faux work. And for those of you that are kind of concerned about faux painting, because there was a period of time, I'd say probably the 80s, where faux painting was all the rage. There was a lot of bad faux painting out there. But just to let you know that painting is certainly changed a little bit. It's we're not seeing as much of faux painting, but it is a terrific thing. I always say that there should be sort of a triad in your house of when you have a lot of sheetrock walls of three things. One is beautiful, freshly painted walls with white trim. The second thing is that we should have select areas that have some wallpaper so you have texture. And the third thing should be a little bit of faux paint, whether it be in a tray ceiling and whether it be an accent wall, but a little bit of faux paint. Each creates its own special niche. If you had every wall painted out in paint, I think it would be a little bit boring. But if you do have a combination of things, combinations of textures and colors and shapes, it keeps the eye moving and it keeps it very interesting. And sometimes you want to break those things up a little bit so that maybe your eye focuses towards faux painting as the further back part of the house because you see depth. Or perhaps you want to do a terrific wall covering that's a dark wall covering. You want to put that to an accent wall around a fireplace. But there is a place for all different types of painting, whether it be regular painting and or faux painting. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials. I'm going to get Adrienne up and on the air, and we will get started with our show today on modern design.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest this morning, as I promised you, who I do have up and out of the fields and of her Med Lavender Farm, is my friend and decorative artist, Adrian Crombie. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, Rich. How are you?
Good, good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were doing this morning, and then we'll talk a little bit about the show and basically what we want to cover today. I brought in, as you often do when you come in studio here, I brought in some trade magazines this morning, and I wanted to talk about some ideas, some things I saw. You know, you see a lot, as much as I do, you see a lot about what's going on, what's trending, what are people doing. You're doing restaurants, you're doing homes. You're seeing a lot of things coming out all the time, and I think that's what people are hungry for. I think that's what our listeners are hungry for. They're hungry for anything related to, you know, what's new? How can we make our house fresh? What can we do to be, you know, above the curve a little bit? So tell me, tell our listeners exactly what you were doing when I called you this morning to come on the air.
I'm out in the lavender field cutting some hit coat. It's starting to come into bloom again. And it's my mind is on purple, I guess. How is purple trending this season?
Actually, they say purple is a very hot color. I know I see a lot of gray, but according to the Pantone, you know, the scale of color, they said the color for this year, which really surprised me, was a color called Marsala, which was kind of like a burgundy purple, which I don't see burgundy at all anymore, but they said that was the color of the year for Pantone, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But I think it was it kind of threw me off a little bit. I thought it would be some sort of a gray color or a blue-gray or something along those lines. But tell me, in general, you know, you work for me, but you're also out there in the field, not to make that a pun, but you're out there. Right, you're out there in the design field, and you're getting requests for things. Are there things that you're seeing?
I have a request recently. Yeah. I need to go see my Sherry. One of my first clients, and she has a historic home in Mendham and a summer house on LBI, and now she's got a townhouse in Easton that I think is kind of a retirement property. And it's nice to see that people are moving to Easton and investing in Easton. I'm always kind of happy to hear that.
You know, I'm hearing more and more with clients. I have clients in Pittstown. I have clients in Clinton. And they're all saying, you know, when we go to dinner, we don't go east anymore. We go west. We go to Easton, and we try this. And they went, there was some sort of a fish restaurant out there that they went to. And I think it's starting to be some sort of little buzz with Easton, with sort of a little bit of an urban culture and some of the restaurants and so on. Is that true?
Yeah, right. The restaurants are pretty fabulous. And I think when you have to try a little harder, and the crowds maybe are not as bad too. So I think all those things.
Exactly.
And also they do have a great view up on, I guess, Morgan Hill and those areas. So they're starting to develop just on the outskirts of Easton with townhouses and such. So there's a lot more clientele to draw from for the restaurants.
Exactly. Adrian, we're just about to go to some commercials. I'm going to ask you to hold for a second. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. As I said today, my guest happens to be Adrian Crombie, who is my decorative artist. And today we decided to talk about all things related to what's current, what's modern, what's trending, what are we seeing out there, and so on. I did, as per us talking last night, I think when we spoke last, I went to some of my trade magazines, and I have to say I'm still seeing lots of gray, lots of all different kinds of gray. Are you seeing that being requested?
I was talking about a client in who has a townhouse in Easton.
Yes.
And she sent me a piece of she sent me a magazine page of a Ralph Lauren room, I think, with a silver metallic wall. Now it's an accent wall.
Right.
But there's a very ornate stencil at the border at the top, kind of maybe Asian looking, and you said, you know, metallics are still happening. I mean, they can be so attractive, and as you said, it's accent walls.
Exactly.
You know, it's not overwhelming.
Right.
And you know, this particular client, I think that she could have probably had a second career as an interior designer because she does act as her own. But that's, you know, that's pretty rare.
And thank God.
Exactly. She's uniquely talented. I have to cop to something here. You know, as long as you give me a concept, you know, when a client, if they're not working with an interior designer, if they have kept a lot of scrap, you know, they have a big scrapbook, they've really taken a lot of time, you know, just to put together some ideas, I can work with you, I can work to develop a palette, but there's nothing like having a good designer to work with. Because, you know, you point me, you say, point and do. You know, do this, Adrian, and that I can do that. I'm an artist, that's what I'm trained to do. I understand color, materials. When you give me a clear concept of what you want to have accomplished, you know, I can do it. But so many times, people come to us hoping that they can get kind of an interior designer wrapped into the package.
No, I think it's two different skill sets.
I have to say, right. You know, I have to say, it's terrible having to have that responsibility and not really, you know, that's not really what I do.
Well, I think it's, as I say, I think it's two different skill sets. I think we work well together, because what I will do is I will go ahead and create or come up with an overall concept based upon the architecture of the structure and the client's needs, and then I'll give that to you, and then you'll improve upon that. Then you'll take that concept and you'll do shadows, you'll alter color, you'll do things that make that be the best it can be. So that's, I think, that's the best pairing.
Yeah, I mean, you have a ton of experience right in that area. No matter how many jobs I've done, my army houses, restaurants, wherever I've seen, yeah, I can, like, do the same thing over again that I just did in somebody else's space, but you are able to, you know, put it together in a new way. And I can't really do that.
Well, no, but you certainly have wonderful strengths, and one of them I want to go to is the project we just finished most recently, and that is we did a front door. I had designed a very contemporary front door that was a combination of wood and then a lot of inlays of glass, inlays of glass. And the client wanted to actually paint out the front door, which I was really against. I had wanted to originally stain the door, and then went out and painted it, and then the results were less than favorable. And what I wanted to do in this case, because the client, we changed the color palette. We went to sort of a charcoal gray for the body of the house with a lighter tone around the windows. I wanted to bring the warmth of wood in the door, and I wanted to bring in sort of that sort of cognac color, that really rich mid-tone color wood. And tell us what you did to sort of create that.
Yes, you gave me a clear concept and a sample to go by, and I completely understood what you wanted. And I know in order to achieve that, you've got to have a certain richness in the base coat and the glaze on top to create the faux bois, the wood graining. It has to complement it in a certain way. And I think I did about half a dozen samples in my studio before I was happy with both. I remixed the base color and I remixed the glaze until I got it just right. And that's what I do. That's what I do, that I know you couldn't do it with a gun put to your head.
Right?
Yeah, of course not.
Here's the part
that's, I think, why we work so well together.
Well, here's the part that I don't understand. I can understand when you pick a base color for doing whatever treatment it is that you're going to do. But I know that once you add glaze to that, that becomes now a different color. So I'm wondering how you adjust for that to get the right finished product. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Experience, my artist eye, you know, my talent for seeing color, and also the experience.
Right.
The experience of what does it take to get the, what's missing. Oh, it's a little green. Well, you could tell that, oh my gosh, I don't want a green door, but no, I can see that I need to bump up, you know, something that has a rawness to it in order to get the richness out of something I'm seeing. You know, it's just knowing which way to push it and experimenting. I'm like a scientist in the studio. I have to take notes and keep track of all my samples so that I can duplicate it. Yeah, that's what I do.
Now, when I started my career, things were a lot different, and people were really looking for a Tuscan look. They were looking for warm colors. They were looking for reds and yellows and rusts and olives, and they were looking for a lot of Venetian plaster. Do you see any call for Venetian plaster, or maybe as much call for Venetian plaster? I haven't had it in a number of years now.
Well, I think when we say Venetian plaster, as with a lot of other terms used in faux finishing, you know, people might cringe or say, "Oh, that's old hat" or something like that. But I will always love plaster. There's so many different ways to use it and so many different looks that one can achieve, from highly polished marble to a very matte, very kind of ancient looking, Two, using a really saturated color in a plaster to achieve a wall surface that's rich and has more depth than you could ever achieve with paint.
You know, it's funny because I don't think I'm not well versed on it. I sort of have that visual image of that sort of Tuscan look, which I still think is quite nice, but maybe just not what happens to be in right now. But there probably are, as you say, reinvented ways of using plaster that would be a little bit more modern, a little bit more streamlined, especially if you change your color bases.
Can you imagine a gray plaster? It would look like velvet.
Right. No, it could be quite nice, actually. But I want to go back to what you said recently about a client that wanted to use a Ralph Lauren finish and metallics, because I've just recently went to a seminar for Ralph Lauren paints, because I do consulting in North Jersey two days a week. I do color consulting. And I went to a seminar on some of their new products, and they were pushing a lot of the patinas and the metallic finishes. So when you do a metallic finish on someone's walls, is there anything that you take into consideration before you do it? I mean, obviously, I don't think you would want to do metallic in like a hallway or anything like that. You'd probably want to do it in some sort of an enclosed space, I would imagine, correct?
Well, Rich, again, that's more in your area.
Right.
Decisions. My expertise is looking at the surface and saying, does this surface need to be prepared differently in order to receive the finish? Like, if this surface is bumpy, if there's a problem with the wall, I'm not going to put a metallic paint straight on it because it's going to look ridiculous.
Well, you know what I think it has to do also is that it's the same thing if you go to paint your walls with a Regal matte finish or a semi-gloss finish. The more shine you add to a wall, the more it's going to show the imperfections, correct?
Yes.
Right.
That's always the rule.
So you need to make sure if you're doing a metallic finish out there on your walls that the walls are in very good shape.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I agree. And, as we're talking, I'm also thinking of, how people always love distressed,
right.
In furniture in special areas, and because there's it gives charm, warmth.
And age, don't you think?
Ancient or antique feeling, And it's always nice to have in an area of the room. But I think it's also true that if you have a room that already looks kind of antique, you don't want to add to that.
Oh, you know what? That is so true. I agree 100%. You have to, with faux painting, you have to have a balance. And often I was doing a lot of my faux work, whether it be on a piece of furniture or on a wall, in new construction because it just looks so new that we wanted to give it a little character. But if you have if you're working with old barn beams and that stuff, you want to balance it by having some new surfaces. And that is, design is all about proportion and balance. And you just hit the nail on the head with that for sure. What else are you seeing? So metallics are popular. I don't like to do metallics in big spaces. I like to do metallics. I think a metallic is fantastic for a tray, for a bedroom ceiling or a dining room ceiling. I like to do a metallic as an accent wall, maybe where a fireplace is or where there isn't an accent where you want to create something. But I'm not a big fan of huge spaces of metallic because I think it's too much of a commitment to a specific style, and then the other rooms don't flow as well. I like to use it in accent spaces.
Yeah.
But it's quite...
Yeah, ceilings are kind of fun, too, to do in metallic. I know that's a big space, but there's ways to put glazes on it to kind of mitigate that a little bit.
Exactly. And besides gray, what other colors are you seeing? I'm starting to see a resurgence of brown again, chocolate brown coming back.
Oh, I'm happy that you said that, because that's always been my favorite color. But my own personal taste run that way, and I have to be careful. I don't always go to that, as a matter of fact, in the way I dress, and I'm just drawn to it. I like chocolate brown. So how are you seeing that? What is that paired with?
I'm seeing it paired actually with gray. I'm seeing it paired a lot gray browns. I'm seeing the new color palette, which is sort of gray browns instead of blue. Gray browns instead of gray blues. And I'm seeing like dark pieces of furniture with nail heads or grommets that are chrome. I'm seeing the combination of gray and brown together, and I'm really liking it. It's something that is inspiring me for some projects that I'm working on right now. The combination of gray and brown, which are both neutrals, but paired together are kind of quite nice, actually.
very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so we're just about to go to news. I ask you to stay with us, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is excited about tomorrow night's first presidential debate.
You get governors, you get successful business people, a neurosurgeon, you know, obviously members of Congress.
Reince Priebus tells NBC's Today Show everyone brings something different to the table. He adds that it's highly unlikely that GOP frontrunner Donald Trump even thinks about running as a third-party candidate. Priebus also said he believes the Republican nominee would see a tougher challenge from Vice President Joe Biden than current frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Speaking of Hillary, the FBI is examining Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. Agents are also asking Clinton lawyer David Kendall about a thumb drive that contains copies of Clinton's work emails from the State Department. A new federal rule will soon force CEOs to reveal how much money they make. The Washington Post says the Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to finalize a rule today that would force public companies in the U.S. to share their pay ratio. The pay ratio reveals how much the chief executives make compared to the rank-and-file employees. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
How much longer till the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The Rocky Fire burning in Lake, Colusa, and Yolo counties is large enough to cover a major California city like Sacramento. Cal Fire's Jason Sandley says it's so big, it's creating its own weather conditions.
That's what causes the extreme circumstances that happen throughout the day. The size and magnitude, it creates its own energy and does everything on its own, absolutely.
He says the winds created by the heat of the fire are causing it to behave in ways veteran firefighters say they've never seen before.
Fire has been intensifying in this area and on this fire at around 4 to 6 o'clock in the evenings.
Cal Fire's Jason Sandley says they're also using bulldozers to try to surround the fire.
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to keep our control lines within those control lines and see what the rest of the day has to offer.
After cooler weather yesterday, dry conditions are expected to return today, adding to a four-year drought that's complicating efforts to contain two dozen fires, battled by some 15,000 firefighters. More than 200,000 acres are burning or scorched in the western United States. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A sharp-toothed guest paid a visit to a South Carolina beach, and for once it wasn't a shark. A 7-foot alligator crept ashore on Sunday, surprising visitors relaxing on Pawleys Island.
We were able to spot him. He was just north of the Pawleys Island pier, and because there were so many people on the beach, he just really couldn't come in.
That's Rachel Langford with Carolina Exterminators, who helped capture the alligator. She tells Fox News it's not a real common thing to see alligators on the beach. She says the alligators will sometimes get washed out into the ocean during heavy rains. The alligator was eventually wrangled up and relocated away from the beach. She says that they've caught around 10 alligators on the beach over the past 3 years.
It's not a real common thing. During heavy rains or heavy tides, they will get washed out into the ocean.
The Senate will not advance a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The bill was less than 10 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed for passage Monday. Federal funding for Planned Parenthood has been a hot topic since the release of videos from the anti-abortion group Center for Medical Progress, which accuses Planned Parenthood of the illegal selling of fetal tissue. Students at the University of Illinois apparently know how to party. For the first time in the school's history, the U of I is at the top of Princeton Review's list of the top 20 party schools. Fellow Big Ten counterparts Iowa and Wisconsin came in second and third, respectively. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been in the industry for 18 years now. I do have a shop if you want to visit me locally in Flemington. I'm at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number is 908-884-0770. We have all kinds of accessories and dishes and beautiful things and specialty candles and gift items. You know, a gift certificate for a design consultation is always a nice thing to do as a new homeowner gift, and can be personalized to that person. So something to keep in mind. If you're just tuning into our show at this point, I do have my guru of all things decorative art and painting, and that is Adrian, who I still have on the line, I do believe.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, very good.
Thanks so much.
And before we went to the...
I like that.
as soon as we went to news break, I was going through some of the trade magazines I brought in today, Adrian. And I'll tell you what I see. I see a trend towards less saturated color and just piling the neutrals on. So if I look through, I'm looking through actually...
Really?
Yeah, if I'm looking...
Because with the grays, there was so much of that pairing of the gray, the neutral with the saturated color, so you see that kind of moving into something else.
Well, these are the new books for fall. So what I'm seeing for fall in the summer, I saw a lot of gray, obviously gray and yellow. I saw that more than anything. I saw gray and yellow. I saw gray and coral. I saw gray and teal. I saw a lot of gray with pops of bright color. But what I'm seeing trending now for fall 2015 is layered neutrals. So if I look at, let's say, Williams-Sonoma or Restoration Hardware, some of the books here,
yeah.
I'm seeing a combination of metal and leather, lots of textures. I'm seeing lots of chrome as opposed to a nickel. I'm seeing more of chrome as a finish for the fall. Definitely a trend towards a shiny chrome, something a little bit different. Lots of gray walls with crisp white trim. I also see a difference in flooring. I'm noticing that flooring isn't quite as dark as it's been in the past couple of years. I'm still seeing dark hardwood flooring, but it's looking a little bit more rough. I see a resurgence of like oak for flooring, and also gray tones in the floor. People are starting to use gray or brown grays, not only in their paint, but on their floor. You're going to see striations of gray in the dark hardwood floors. So that's some of the...
You and I need to do a decorative floor together, don't we?
That would be a lot of fun, actually, to do one. I might have one for you with my client in Maplewood. They want to they want to paint their porch floor, which I love painted porch floors.
Cool.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I'm also seeing a lot of, as I say, for fall, chocolate brown with gray, a combination of browns and grays. That's a color combination. And if I go through some of the magazines I have here, the trade magazines for fall, I'm not seeing a lot of saturated color, except towards the end, and then I'm seeing some of the navy, which has been carrying over. But really, I'm seeing some return to animal print for the fall. The Greek key theme, I'm seeing a lot of the resurgence of the Greek key theme. That seems to be a pattern that's popping up all the time now. An animal print paired with charcoal gray, a combination of that sort of dark gray, graphite gray, and you know, natural elements. I'm seeing also they're showing some faux, which surprises me, but some for throws. I'm seeing some faux fur, actually, which kind of surprises me a little bit. But a lot of texture, a lot of gray, a lot of gray and brown, a lot of gray and tan, and a lot of, for the fall, a lot of paired neutrals. Other than the metallics, is there anything else that you've done or you're seeing out there recently? I saw a couple of striés that were done recently that were quite beautiful, but I don't think strié is one of your favorite things, is it?
It's not one of my favorites. I do like the way it looks. It's not, I won't brag. Oh, and I have done successful rooms, and I would not ever make that from my repertoire. It's not an easy finish, but the payoff is great.
Well, you know, the thing to me is that the strié has to be, and if you can tell people exactly what that is, but the strié has to be really straight on often walls on walls that are not really straight. So and have to make that look balanced. So can you tell our listeners what a strié actually is?
Well, a strié is another glaze application, as most pro finishes are, where the glaze is applied to the wall and then a special brush is used, dragged by hand down the length of the wall to create the look of a fabric. I suppose. I was going to say linen, but it's not a weave. It's really straight, subtle lines, but it looks like fabric because they're soft.
Right, it has sort of a fabric-y mm-hmm. look to it, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing just so much. People are really, which I love color, so I'm a little disappointed, but I'm seeing a lot less color, and then even color on the walls. I'm not seeing the color being as saturated anymore, which I kind of miss because I do like, every once in a while, I do like a red room or I do like a dark navy gray wall. But I'm seeing more mid-tone grays and taupes as being the body of the color. But I'm seeing more texture than anything else. The herringbone pattern I'm seeing back a lot too. I don't know if you've seen that, but I'm seeing people wanting to use a lot of herringbone animal print and natural. I think it's natural elements. I seem to see.
I think beautiful leopard upholstered chair is a classic.
It really is. People think of it as being
leopard pillow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually traditional. People don't realize that it is.
Oh, yeah.
The only other thing that I'm seeing in terms of color for the fall, which is continuing to trend from the summer, which I love because my studio is navy, is that I do see that with all this grays and browns, I am seeing that continuing trend of the beautiful navy blue, but navy blue reinvented in more of a contemporary way. I see very minimal sofas that are streamlined, that they're not so deep as they used to be, with an English rolled arm or you know, and a knife edge, and pillows that are actually on the couch and they don't come off the couch. They're pinned back on the couch. And tufting. Tufting is very in right now, too. We're seeing a lot of tufting and a lot of grommets, a lot of metal and things, as you say, with the metal finishes. So there's some of the things that I'm seeing for trending for fall. Is there anything as a faux finish that in general you just love to do? Like every time you do, like, oh, I love doing this.
Oh, yeah. I do tend more toward the organic look. I love the way it combines with a really well-installed molding when you have a kind of a finish on the wall that looks like stone, or we call it a stone finish. It might be a little bit deceiving. It's just glazed through a wall, but in a way that's so subtle and so beautiful that you have the sense that the wall is stone.
Right. So, and then I guess you're giving the space some age or some depth, actually.
Yeah. It's very pretty, and it's I think the subtlety of something, whether it's in cuisine or in interior decor or in haute couture, when it's something is just so subtle that it's more of a feeling, it's more of a sense. When you walk into a room, you don't point at it and say, oh, that. It all comes together in a way that's gives you a very elevated feeling.
No, it's very true. You know, I have a longtime client. She once said to me, she goes, a success with interior design is that someone walks into your house and says, boy, your house is beautiful, but they can't necessarily point out the one specific thing that does it.
Right.
It
works in concert.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Adrian, I'll ask you, we have our last quick set of commercials. We'll be back, and then we'll finish up with today's modern design. I ask you to be patient one more time. We'll go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest with us, not in studio today, but on the phone in spirit, because she was on the tractor. I don't know, but she was in the field at a beautiful, beautiful mid lavender farm doing her work. And she had promised me that she would talk about what's trending and faux finishes and so on today.
Well,
so I do have her.
I wanted to mention. Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm buttering in. Such a radio pig, right? There's something that when I heard your little commercial break and talking about Maven Hill that's open, you had the ribbon cutting last week.
Yes.
It was so much fun. Great party, great food, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
It was great fun. And you had asked me to bring some lavender, and I wanted to let you know that I do have something that I'd love to put in the shop, but I think your shop is very special, and I didn't want to just bring anything. I'll just describe it to you briefly. They're sachet bags that are made of velvet and sequin paisley organza.
They sound beautiful.
Yeah, and my look is not your grandmother's lavender.
No.
My look is luxe, it's bohemian, tribal, but I love the luxury fabrics and doing something. It's a little unusual. Everybody loves lavender, and there's so many different lavender products out there, and I'm designing products the way I like them. So you'll be seeing that soon. I'll have that in your shop in time for, I don't want to say the word Christmas, but you know. But we went, you know, looking forward to the winter. I think they're going to look really just dazzling, you know. But I'll have them for you by the end of the month, I promise.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I read recently about lavender as being very soothing. Lavender oils are very soothing. So people that have issues with anxiety and so on, that lavender is actually very calming. So that might be something.
I'm also making yoga eye pillows.
Oh, nice.
With organic flax and my lavender, and they're covered with pillow covers that are made of vintage Indian print silk.
Oh, that must be just beautiful.
Yeah, a real luxury item. You know,
we really have to get some of those in the shop. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, do you think you have some yoga customers?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You don't have to do yoga to enjoy an eye pillow, though.
No, it's just aesthetically beautiful. So before we went to commercial break, we were talking about what's trending, what we're seeing out there, ideas. When we went on break just now, I've been pulling out a bunch of my fall trade magazines because, of course, I don't want summer to be over, but I see in all my trade magazines they're always one step ahead, so I have fall out. And I do see a little bit here of maybe some of like a terracotta color with gray too, which is kind of a nice combination.
That's so cool.
I see that as a full pairing of a terracotta and gray. You know, I'm seeing a lot too. I'm seeing a lot of white painted brick, which I haven't seen in a while. I'm seeing sort of a resurgence. To me, it kind of has like a 60s look to it. But instead of it being patinaed, I'm seeing a lot of exposed brick walls, but just completely painted out in white. And that's something that's kind of surprising me.
You're joking me. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Because we're looking forward to a project where we're going kind of more the Soho way, where it's pickled almost.
Right. Right.
That kind of white glaze where a lot of the brick is.
Well, I called it like a lime wash, as time has hit it, and then the mortar sorts to, sounds ugly on the radio, doesn't it? As time sort of hits it, and it kind of smears the grout, and it sort of just has sort of a wash over it, but not consistently. And that's sort of the look of age, and that's what I personally like. But I'm seeing it a lot. I'm telling you, more than one, more than two, more than three of the trade magazines that I get for fall, I'm seeing where they're showcasing whatever, you know, this one happens to be a console table with a mirror and so on, and a accent wall that's white painted brick, which is kind of surprising to me.
Isn't that funny? So, what is that? I mean, are there orange and turquoise, upholstery as well? That's 60s, right?
No. It's sort of the combination of lots of gray, but with pops of like a rust color. You know, the new sort of kind of. I know, you know, I would say that for me in my career right now, I don't know if you feel this way, I don't think design has ever been more different than it is right now. I think we're in a period of time of design that things are quite unusual, and there's sort of a disconnect with what I think they're showing in the stores and the trade magazines and what I see in people's houses currently. Don't you think? Because it's sort of, we're sort of on an edge of something that's quite different than it used to be in the past. It's a lot more simple, it's a lot more organic, it's a lot more straight lines, it's a lot more neutrals. Design has changed a lot, don't you think?
Oh, that's so interesting. So what you're seeing in people's homes is more like some reticence about going in that direction?
No, I think it's sort of fear, because I see a lot of homes, including my own home, that are a little bit more formal, a little bit more traditional. And then, what we're seeing in the trade magazines is so different than what we have. Very, very casual, rough-hewn woods, a return to oak, but in a different way.
I am ahead of my time.
You always have been, Adrian.
y'all are catching up with me.
Exactly.
That's nice. You know, I like that. Less formal.
Less formal, less embellished. But in general, I think the look is a little bit more pared down, definitely more casual, or casually elegant at least. And also, much more neutral. I'm not seeing, you know, beautiful red painted walls or lots of dark saturated colors, except for the navy blue. I'm not giving up my navy blue. I love that. You know, that's my signature color. But I'm still seeing the navy blue. But other than that, it really is grays and browns. And even the grays themselves have changed. In the industry, when grays first started coming out, they were very blue grays. And now I'm seeing brown grays, which are a very different color, like almost like an elephant skin, like a brown gray. And lots of animal prints and things that are organic and texture and so on, and metal.
And then also along with that there's less embellishment, less clutter,
right?
And the pieces that are important are really showcased in that way. That you have one or two important pieces, and then. Yeah. You kind of really see the value of them.
Exactly, because it's not so much clutter. It's just one or two important pieces, exactly. And a simpler palette, lighter walls or more neutral walls, and more attention to textures. Again, herringbone, a Greek key, animal print, lots of textures, lots of layered textures with neutrals. So for those
that
of you,
that sounds really yummy.
Yeah, it's fun, and it is fresh. It's something that's new out there. It's something that's very fresh. And something, just a tip that I would throw out to you: if you're going out to do your baths over and change your lights, don't go for the standard nickel. Try chrome next time. I'm really starting to like chrome on lighting fixtures and on faucets and stuff. It's kind of nice. Even if you have traditional, the chrome has a little bling of color. It's bright. And chrome's always been around, so I'm kind of liking chrome on
Facebook. Oh, I see what you mean. It's the contrast, really.
Exactly. As opposed, because everybody was doing nickel, and I think that's kind of been a little bit played out.
Yes, I see.
They also say that we're going to see a change now. They're predicting that there's going to be a change in kitchen appliances. We're not going to see. First of all, stainless steel has become exorbitantly expensive. The pricing. So I think we're going to start seeing some new looks in appliances. I predict we're going to start seeing colors in appliances again. Now it's not going to be for everybody. And I just ordered two kitchens, so I did all the appliances for two kitchens, and I was on the phone for 2 days doing appliances. But I was always asking what's trending, what's so on. They predict that we're going to see some colored glass. That the new look is going to be a colored glass. So maybe your appliances will be gray, but they'll be like gray glass and not. Stainless steel, or you know, maybe one piece that's a cobalt blue, more of something that's going to be a pop of color. So I think we're going to see maybe a change in the way appliances look, because we've been with the stainless steel look now for quite a while.
That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
You know, it always keeps us guessing, and one of the things it does for me is, and I say I'm not a person that rests very well. I'm always looking to keep my mind busy. So at night, I take every trade magazine I can find. I print things off of Houzz and Pinterest and so on. And I want to know what's new so I can bring it to my listeners and also to my clients. So every night I'm, you know, out there looking. And there really is, we are seeing change. So, you know, even if you don't change your whole house, if you throw a couple of things in, you paint a wall out, you add some accessories, that's a way of always keeping, I think, current with your home. Well, listen, Adrian, it's 10:58, and we're about to go to our news and ending our segment today. But I appreciate for you being such a good sport today and coming out of the out of the lavender field, literally, to speak to us today. and look forward to having you again in studio as a guest.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, terrific. Bye-bye. Okay, so for my listeners, I want to let you know that I will be back at 2 o'clock. We have our second show on Wednesday, and that's called Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. That's where you call in with your design questions. You've also sent me texts. You've sent me emails. You've sent me things from Twitter. I have a lot to read today of new questions that I've received during the week from you guys. That will be on from 2 to 3 today. And at 2 o'clock, you can call us at 237-0410, 908-237-0410. And until I see you at 2 o'clock, get out there today. It's a beautiful day. And I will see you at 2 back here at our station. Have a good day.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is excited about tomorrow night's first presidential debate.
You got governors, you got successful business people, a neurosurgeon, you know, obviously members of Congress.
Reince Priebus tells NBC's Today Show everyone brings something different to the table. He adds that it's highly unlikely that GOP frontrunner Donald Trump even thinks about running as a third party candidate. Priebus also said he believes the Republican nominee would see a tougher challenge from Vice President Joe Biden than current frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Speaking of Hillary, the FBI is...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Section guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Supporters of same-sex marriage are rallying as the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up the case. Many gathered yesterday outside the Piper Down Pub in Salt Lake City.